Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hello and welcome to Girl on Fire podcast on the Believe Network, New York's number one podcast network for personal growth. This is your host, Kirsten Franklin.
So on this week's episode, I'm going to be answering a Quora question. For those of you who don't know, I am active on Quora. That's Q-U-O-R-A. It is a website where people ask questions and people like myself answer them. So on this week's podcast, I'm going to answer Aslan Swift's question, why do small tasks on my to-do list remain undone? Interesting question. So first, understand that I am answering this in a bit of a vacuum. I don't know what's on your to-do list. I don't know what you're defining as a task. I don't know its prioritization. You know, I don't know how you're using it. Like, I don't use my task list or to-do list as a checkbox list. Mine's actually separated by sort of geographic location and items needed. So like if I need to be by a computer, that's separated that way. If I have to be on a phone, if I have to be in a certain zip code in a certain area, like picking up dry cleaning or something like that, that's all done. Like if I'm going to be in New Jersey in a certain area for something, I can look at my task list, my to-do list, and see the 15 things that could happen in that area. They're usually not time sensitive. So that's me. Now, it sounds like to me, and this is an assumption, that you're using it as a kind of daily to-do list. Now, I don't know what's going on with the task list. So if you have, quote, small tasks that aren't done, it is a matter of maybe how you're defining them. If they're small tasks and they don't need to get done right away, maybe in your mind, you're creating a situation where they can be done tomorrow, and therefore they're moved on to tomorrow's task list, right? What I will say is this, is everything starts in your head. So if it's something where your small tasks aren't getting done and you want them to get done, maybe you could redefine them as something more important. So when I say it all starts in your head, this is all about mindset, right? And when I say mindset, this is what I'm really meaning is how you have consciously or subconsciously decided to define things for yourself. So let me give you an example. Sometimes we have in our task list, maybe we have to cold call, you know, 10 new clients or 10 new prospective clients. Well, we hate cold calling. Why? Because we receive cold calls. We hate these people. They are horrible used car salesmen. All they do is want your money. They'll lie to you. They waste your time. They always call at the most inconvenient times. I mean, think of the list of things you might say to yourself about these cold callers, right? But wait a second. Aren't you about to go do the same thing? But you don't want to be sleazy. You don't want to interrupt someone's life. You don't want to force them to buy something or do something that's not in their best interest. So what? You're not going to call, right? Now, if you reframe that and understand that by educating people that there is a possible solution to a problem out there and that you hold it, really all you're doing is finding out, do they have that problem and do they want your solution, right? And it becomes something different. Maybe if I told you I'd pay you $1,000 for every cold call you made, And if you're money driven, then you'd be like, hell yeah, I love cold calls. I'll make 1,000 a day, right? Like, you know what I mean? So, you know, it's all about mental perspective, mindset. So what is your mindset about your ability to get stuff done? What is your mindset about the stuff you're trying to get done? Think about that. And that could be one of the reasons why some of these smaller things aren't really getting done, because maybe they're, quote, small things and they're not really necessary and therefore they're not worth your time. And that's just a definition. Even though consciously you wish they would just get done so they could just finally be done and off your list, it's not happening. Why? Because somewhere else in your mind, you're prioritizing other things, right? Something's more important, something's more urgent, something's whatever. Or some of these small things are not, quote, like you. Right? Like you're not the used car salesman. You're not the house cleaning lady. You're not the whatever, right? Like, I don't know what it is, but like, if you're trying to clean the bathroom and you're just not, you know, into cleaning bathrooms for whatever reason, then you're not going to want to do it. Right? So there's resistance there. So I would think about that. So first I would look at mindset. Then I would actually look at prioritization and using some time management or self-management skills, figure out if you want to, right? If you really want to get it done, how does it get done? Now, if the small tasks are like writing emails to friends and you don't feel like it at end of the night, maybe you make it first thing in the morning where you have more energy, time, and attention that you can spend. So remember, by using up your conscious power, your conscious energy to get stuff done, by the end of the day, you don't feel like really having that level of concentration, right? Because you've used it all up throughout the day. So there's that too. So then I would look into, you know, just personal productivity, time management kind of stuff. It's about organization. It's about time management. But first and foremost, it's about mindset, right? So that's what I would do. Because what happens is if you think they're, quote, small tasks and less important, you're obviously going to prioritize them in a different way. And by the time you get through the big important activities, you're not going to have enough energy. You're not going to have enough concentration or even time to get them done. Now, again, I'm answering this in a vacuum. So there is the mindset about it, meaning maybe you don't like it. Maybe you're categorizing it in a certain way. Maybe there's not enough of an outcome for you, right? You're not getting anything. People want to talk motivation. Here's the thing. Motivation doesn't matter if you are doing it in a certain way. Motivation isn't going to matter. Motivation comes and goes, right? It's an emotion. And you can turn on and off these emotions. And that's really simple. We do that all the time with our clients, right? Another thing that you can look at is how are you spending your time throughout your day to make sure that you actually have the time to get it all done. Now, you guys know I host a webinar. It's free. It's called Get It Done. And it speaks specifically to this issue of organization first and time management second. And I use the word time management. It's really self-management. And it's really holistic. It's not just about work stuff. It's not just about home stuff. It's about all stuff, right? If you just simply want to get more done and have more time to do what you want, you have to get on the organization and time management train. And it's really, really simple, actually. In fact, it's so simple that it almost seems dumb, like just saying. And so there's that. Now, we all have little tips and tricks that we can do to get it done. But without knowing you again, I don't know what the reason is as to why you're not getting it done. So I would actually start out with keeping a record and understanding why it doesn't get done. So every time you know you would want something done or you could get something done and it doesn't happen, write it down. Write down all of the excuses. And that's not a weighted word. That's not a judgmental word. Just all the reasons why you're telling yourself in that moment, you can't or you won't, right? And if you do that every single time, you will get a, you know, sort of lay of the land as to what's going on for you. Is it certain types of tasks? Is it certain areas, like geographic? Is it a certain time of day? What is the story that goes on in your head that says you can? Well, you know what? It's late now, so I can just do it tomorrow. well, now that's really not important, you know, or, oh, now it's time to do this other thing. So I missed that little window because I tried to shove it in there, right? Like whatever the story is, keep a record of it, a written record of it, and go back every week and check it out and see what, you know, what is possible for you. All right. And from there, it just becomes a mindset breakdown. Again, when it comes to this stuff, it is you actually run out of time or there is a mindset function surrounding it. Those are the only two things, that there's actually not enough time in the day for you to get stuff done, even if you're laser focused, right? Maybe there's not, because it's not broken down properly. Now, some of the bigger things that you might be doing, you might break down differently. So again, I have a program called Get It Done. I have a free webinar. And if you want to take a look at that, I talk to you about how specifically you could engage to quite literally get it done. So I get done multiple corporations, multiple projects, multiple things, all while being a single full-time parent, because I have practiced this now for over 8 years. And that allows me to have all the time in the world I want with my child, my family, my friends, do what I want, and still accomplish and achieve multiple goals. It is a practice, but it all starts with really getting things down to the next action, the micro step. And that's what I would first say to you is, again, not understanding your to-do list. But if you're really breaking down all of the actions to all of your projects or all of the things you're trying to accomplish, then at times you could just pick the 10-minute thing that you want to do, knowing that no matter what you pick, it's going to get you to your happy end result, right? So I'm not sure if that's making sense, but again, like for the podcast, I can put my link to the webinar, Get It Done, once it's up. I will do that for you guys. You can see that it's free. As for the people in Quora, I don't know if I'm able to leave a link in there. I will. They might flag it. If they do that, I'll remove it. But again, I don't even have the link yet. I'll put it up there later, though, because it should be getting solidified by the end of this week before all of this gets posted. But yeah, I mean, look, if you're not accomplishing something on your task list, on your to-do list, it is time or mind. That's it. All right. The timing is not properly laid out throughout your day, or there's something within your mindset and the framing of things that is causing you not to be able to do it. All right. And so we talked about reframing, meaning, you know, what is your frame? Like if you are in it for money, then you can say, like, if, what would happen if I paid you $1,000 for every phone call you made? Right. Or reframe it in the fact that you are not a used sales carsman, that you know, or used car salesman rather, that you're actually doing a greater good, that sales is actually love, and you know, you're helping the planet by doing that, right? You're helping the people on the planet by letting them know that you have a solution to a problem, and if they happen to have that problem, you're ready, willing, and able to help them. You know, there's so many things that could be going on, but that's it. I mean, if you want to reach out to me personally, if there's something else that you want to know, to do, go ahead and feel free to do that. And all you guys that are listening here on the podcast, you know, if you have specific questions, you can write in there on Quora and just mention that you're from Girl on Fire. And I will prioritize you guys first to answer your questions. Again, it's just Kirsten Franklin or CS Thrive. And let me know your questions. I'd be happy to answer them. Okay. So I hope that was sufficient in answering your question, Aslan, about why do your small tasks on your to-do list remain undone? Here's the deal. It's in your head or your prioritization, that if they're not important, right, that thought process that they're not important or big enough and you can do it later, or the fact that you just don't want to. There's a reason you don't want to. You don't like the action. You don't like the action for what reason? And again, lay it out over time. Write down all the excuses, write down all the thoughts, and eventually you will see the pattern. And if you want to, you can address that pattern or keep going the way you're going, right? That's it. Thank you so much for your time, and I look forward to next week's episode.
So that is it for this week. Thank you for joining me, and I hope that you enjoyed today's show.
If so, don't forget to rate it. If you guys have a pressing question, feel free to tweet me at CS Thrive or on Instagram at Thrive Tribe 3.14159. Again, I know that's a weird one. It's just pi. So it's Thrive underscore Tribe underscore 3.14159. Or of course, you can join me in Facebook at my free group, which is Thrive Tribe Global. If you just search groups and you enter in Thrive Tribe Global, you should see us there and you can join it for free. I answer your questions in there, but if you guys send me a question through there, I will be sure to answer it here on this podcast.
And as always, if you're ever interested in advertising on the show, please contact the Believe Network at Believe, B-L-E-A-V, at Believe.com. Thanks so much for joining me.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.